This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What are the top 5 reasons traders blow up their account? What are the top 5 reasons that traders blow up their account?
Yeah. So if 2022 wasn't a great year for you, please write these down. I want to be able to help you out. Number one, most traders take too many trades, which ends up blowing up their account because it only takes 3 or 4 bad ones to have you draw down about 50 to 70% if you're using leverage. I think you should stay within a range of 20 maximum for the year. If we have a bullish market, if we have a bearish market, you should stay within 12 trades for the year. Number two, not doing the inner work to heal your money traumas and working on yourself constantly to become a better person. That's why at every show, I always start with, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve to be rich. I deserve to be free. How many of you honestly, truly believe that you're worth $2 to $15 million a year? And I know, hopefully we get a bunch in chat, but normally when I'm speaking to people, most people don't feel that they're worth that or that they deserve that amount. So you have to do that inner work to understand. So especially if you grew up poor or you were broke for a period of time, that financial trauma can seep into your life and can cause you to self-sabotage. Has anybody ever like taken a trade that they know that they were going to lose, or they put on a position size that was way too heavy, or you got on a good streak of 6, 7, 8 trades in a row and then your next 10 were terrible trades that you knew you should have stayed away from? So make sure you heal those traumas first to be able to do better in the market. Number three, having a very erratic workspace. So your workspace should be like a spa. Like, I want you guys to meditate. And I talked about this on a stock club call last week, but you need to meditate before, during, and after your trading session. So I know some of you love to play rap and you like to get hyped and think that you're going to attack the market, but the market usually ends up attacking you. So you want your place to be a place of serenity. I also can tell if a person is talking too fast that their trading is usually not going well. And the last one is not having a system with a mathematical edge tied to a risk to reward ratio that is in your favor. I cannot stress that enough. Even if most of you get the direction wrong, and let's say you counter trained, if you have a risk to reward of 1 to 11, even though your counter trend trades, the ones that were going in your favor, you can end up making a hell of a lot of money. I don't want you to counter trend trade. I want you to go with the direction. But when I ask most people when I'm out, hey, if you took 100 trades, out of those 100, how many would you win? And what's the multiple that you'll get on the trades that you've taken? Most don't know. So if I ask you guys, like, hey, if you put out 100 episodes, how many hits are you going to have? And out of those, let's say 8 to 12 hits, what kind of deal flow would I give you? You guys can give me an answer. For traders, if you don't know, out of 100 trades, how many you're going to win? And what's the mathematical probability of you doing that in any market? If you don't know that, you're purely gambling. And those are the five things you can do to make sure that you don't blow up your account.
Ian, can we add an asterisk of like a number six? What are your thoughts on people not just over trading, but trading across different sectors, not focusing in? I know a lot of times, and we spoke to a lot of people who are in the space. Aristotle is one of those guys when he's like, yo, I'm only trading 12 things. Like we know, we'll talk when like, yo, I'm only trading 15 to 20 times for the year.
Yeah.
But people who are just trading like, and there's no real plan or strategy. It's just like kind of like speculation.
It's disaster. Like those are like the real pill traders. Like they want all the trades, all the women, all the cars. Like it takes a lot to manage all that, man. Like if you haven't really mastered, and that's why even when I introduced 2 Tech 2 Index, that's a long-term strategy I want you guys to stick with. And then also investing in global equities in the bond market, that is a hedge fund strategy. I put it in Stock Club last week, but there was a hedge fund manager that's up 123% shorting the bond and ES future last year. You have to specialize. I think people that try and be generalists end up getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And when you really buckle down on one strategy, and you've seen us do it with the show, like, of course, like there's 19 other shows I could have done after this, but it's like, hunker down on one, be good at one thing, be able to rinse and repeat, and all the profitability that you want to see. And I don't know any traders that trades every market. I don't know many traders that trades futures, forex, options, stocks, NFT, crypto, like whatever your lane is, whether it's crypto, NFT, forex, master the hell out of it, get your win ratio up, get your profit factor up to a high point, and just focus in on that and you'll be good.
No, it's important. A win ratio is important.
Yeah, yes. And that's important to master one thing before you do another thing. And like even on the content side, like people do shows and it's like you don't have one hit show yet and you're doing another show and you're putting out more content. And it's like, well, you haven't fully figured out how to have a hit show yourself yet. So why would you have another show?
Yeah.
Or why would you try to mentor somebody else to have their show when you yourself have not figured it out yet?
There are people out there that do that. You can't be Kevin Samuels and Rachel Ray and horrible.
Yo, this guy is different. Nah, it's real talk. It's what you say is real. Nah, what you say is real
talk. It's just like, yo, bro, you got to focus on just.
You've been in the movies last 2 weeks. What
happened? But it's real talk, right? How can I say I'm the king of something or I've mastered something if I haven't shown a certain level of success? Yeah. Right. In order for me to have a certain level of success, now I could become an authoritarian in the space. Or I could say like, hey, I've done this. You've seen me do this. You've seen my success. Here's how I can also help you become successful. Now, will it always work? No, it won't, because there's going to be certain factors that you can't teach, right? You can't teach work ethic. You can't teach determination. You can't teach drive. Like those things don't come with it. I can show you how we did it, but chances are you probably won't have the same type of outcome, right? Yeah, which it's just true.
Yeah.
I'm with you, my brother.
It's true.
Information over ego. We're going to stay centered.
Yes.
Ego is the enemy. Stillness is the key, right?
Ego is.
So let's get the people what they want. Let's go over some stock reviews. 10 stocks.
I'm going to go through Lululemon first.
Yes, yes.
Lululemon.
So, yes. Lululemon, I like it a hell of a lot. Shout out to my guy, Ty. He's been invested in that since, I think, 2016.
Good one.
I like it at like 237.44. This is a minimum five-year hold. If you're looking for like a low at the boat price, that would be at like 210.37. I like them for the long-term athleisure, higher-end luxury brand. I like them a lot. Oh, and I want to say this about Tesla real quick. So I gave the price for Tesla in Stock Club. If you're part of Red Panda Stock Club, I gave a like a depression level, big recession level price of $29.37. The next day, the analyst came out and said Tesla could potentially fall to 30. There were some people who were upset. I do want to say that I'm probably the only person that gives out prices that are like hedge fund level prices. Can't be upset about the price. I think the price that I gave last week for Tesla is still amazing. But membership does have privileges. The probability of Tesla going to that price is less than 9%. If it does go to that price of 30, though, I will be more than happy to put like 40% of my net worth into that price. Be patient. And if you only buy one share, it doesn't matter anyway. So I just have to say that and clear that up for the interwebs, for context. But the probability of it going to 30 is very low. But if it does, you need to know those prices and where to get it in advance. Second one is WWE. It's at $87.82.
Yeah,
Vince McMahon is coming back. It is too high of a price to buy. Well played. I have a couple friends in the WWE, so I don't want to say too much, but well played by Hunter to take over that man's company and then get a couple of hedge funds to take it over with him.
Ian, can we stay there for 2 seconds?
Yes.
So he's coming back. We saw the price go up, obviously, for the WWE. There is talk that it's going up because the potential of him selling the company.
Be a great time to do so.
Okay. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah. And if they do, the previous high was in, I think, 2019 at like $100.45. I think it had popped to maybe like $99 and some change. Who was the company that acquired UFC off of Dana White? Everyone, homework assignment number one. If they acquire them, maybe in a few years, they'll have a chance to break to 120. But I don't necessarily love the stock at this price. If it ever gets back to like that $37 or $40 range, I love, and I will buy it then, even though I don't like the product as much as I used to.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.